This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brian Baldinger joining us in just a couple of minutes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How about this? What is the biggest reason why Saquon Barkley hasn't gotten going yet, in your opinion? Option one, he's not the same guy. Option two, the offensive line isn't as good. Option three, they'll be fine. What a cop out.
I know.
Okay. Option three, they'll be fine.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the leading
one. Yeah, all right. So let's take that one out of there. That one's at 57.6%.
Okay.
What about the remaining 43%?
I would say the offensive line needs to block better.
Yeah, that's 39.5%. Yeah. 2.9% says he's not the same guy.
Yeah, yeah, he looks the same to me.
He does to me, too. He does to me. Now, I wonder if it could be something... he looks the same to me, too. I wonder if there's something just a little bit different that we wouldn't even notice, you know?
Yeah.
The other thing that makes me... worry is the wrong word, but, you know, we're 3 weeks in, and we're still at... You know, when we talked to Jordan after the game, we need to execute better from an offensive line. We're still one block away when we watch the tape.
Right.
And, you know, I asked him on Tuesday... When you're there and you don't have a ton of practice time, how do you get to just playing better? Which is essentially what he's saying. We just need to play better. You wonder if maybe they're just not as good this year as they were last year, which is certainly possible too, the offensive line.
Yeah, but you like to think that if they are seeing things on film that they feel like they can get better at from a technique standpoint, Jeff Stoutland's going to figure that part out.
Yep.
Like he'll get that part figured out. Yeah, he'll get that part figured out.
Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, our Odyssey NFL Insider, which is bigger than that, bigger than all of this, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Baldy.
Good afternoon, guys. What's going on, man?
What's up, Baldy?
Hey, Ike.
Before we start, Baldy, I got to tell you, brother, from one fashionista to another, you look good Sunday, brother. You look good Sunday, Baldy. You look good,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, you know, you got to be in your Sunday's best.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday's best, you know. I mean, that's what it's, you know, you look good, you feel good. How that goes.
Yes, sir. Baldy, light blue, right? You had the light, was it light blue you had on, right?
I was, you know, it's like the late, you know, it's like the Indian summer, you know, fall weather.
Right,
beautiful day out there. You know, you had to go to light blue. Yeah,
yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Now,
nice.
This might be a silly question. You an off-the-rack guy or a custom guy?
No, man. It's this stuff is like, this stuff is on layaway. This is Saks Fifth Avenue. Like, they're sending all the cutouts to Italy. It's the fabric. Yeah.
I remember
I'm paying for it in my next lifetime.
I remember the first time I thought to myself, I'll get a custom suit. And then they told me how much. I said, you know what? I won't.
I can fit stuff off the rack.
Yep. So, Baldy, simple question. What was the biggest difference to you in the Philadelphia Eagles offense in the first half of the Rams game and the second half of the Rams game?
Well, I mean, they attacked in the second half from the get-go. You know, they opened it up and attacked in the passing game. And, you know, they were you know, they went after Emmanuel Forbes. They went after Darius Williams. Like, they didn't hold back, and that's something they didn't do at all in the first half. And so they heard all the boos as they were going into that locker room at halftime. It was a dismal performance. But I said last week, like, you're not, if A.J. Brown isn't wearing out Emmanuel Forbes, they're not trying. There's nothing, that kid can, he's a good player. There's nothing he can do to stop A.J. And so, you know, they opened it up. They got Fred Johnson at right tackle. The protection was excellent with him out there. Did a great job against Jared Verse. And they went back and, you know, they put the passing game in the offense, and that was the difference.
So when you say this, because this is something I think we've been trying to figure out, when you say they were aggressive, is that they're calling the game more aggressively, or Jalen is being more aggressive with his decisions to throw the ball?
Both.
Okay.
Both, because they call a lot of those plays in the first 2.5 games, and Jalen just wasn't going to – they were playing with the lead for the most part in all those games. He wasn't going to put the ball in harm's way. You know, they got the one, you know, takeaway on the, you know, the hit by Verse and, you know, the fumble. And next thing you know, it's, you know, 26-7. Like, they had to open it up. And so they weren't going to be able to just run the ball in the middle of the line for 3 yards and make that catch up. So it was a concerted effort to attack. And they showed you what they can do. They showed you the type of talent that they have, that has been sort of mitigated by the style that they'd played in the first two games.
Yeah, it'll be interesting starting today, right? They put in the game plan today, and I'm sure yesterday they may have gotten input from certain players. I'm speaking mostly about the offense. They got input from key guys. But I wonder, do they try to build off of what they did on that second half, Baldy, or is the approach more or less we'll take our shots when we can, but we still want to focus on making sure we take care of the football. We don't turn the ball over. I listened to the players after the game from the offensive side, and a lot of their messaging was, yeah, this is what we can do when given the opportunity to do this. What do you think the approach this week is going to be going forward?
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'm not surprised. You know, I mean, honestly, I talked to AJ before the game, and I know what he thought of Emmanuel Forbes. He just smiled. I go, I'll do all the talking, AJ. You do all the playing. Like, you got to feed that beast, man. Like, there's very few guys that can catch the ball with their hands, come back to the ball fundamentally sound, and then just steamroll guys. Like, he's not going down. And we saw, you know, the yards after the catch the other day. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to that, though, until they have to. You know, obviously, you know, Tampa's had their number over the last 4 years. And so I have a feeling that unless they fall behind or are really struggling to run the ball, that I think they're going to go back to the same approach that we saw for the first 2.5 weeks. And if the defense can do their job, they're beat up on the offensive line, they're beat up at receiver right now. I think if they keep the score close or play with the lead, they're going to play a very conservative style of offense.
You mentioned running the ball, Baldy. The Eagles have not, at least in the first three games, been able to run the ball as effectively as they did last year. Is that a case of defenses playing it different? Is it a case of Saquon not being as effective himself? Or is it offensive line play?
I don't think they blocked real good, Spike, to be honest with you. You know, they've always been very athletic in getting to the perimeter. And I don't see any of those runs right now where, you know, toss, crack, or lane, or my lot are pulling out there on the fourth. And I don't see a lot of those type of runs. I think there's a way also to, you know, you saw the Rams with Nacua running those fly sweeps and jet sweeps and things like that. Like, I think there's a place for Devontae and AJ to run a lot of those type of plays and get Lane and Dickerson, some of those guys that can, and Juergens, all those guys run really good. Get those guys out in space. I think that's part of it. And then they just haven't, you know, the backside cutoff blocks have not been real good. So, you know, the Rams are pretty good up front, and they kind of plug things up pretty good. But I don't think they've really done a good job of knocking guys off the ball to this point this year.
Well, if the Bucs are going to win this game Sunday, Baldy, I would imagine it's going to be led by what they do defensively. They seem to be depleted on offense. Although Baker, you give him a chance to stay in the game, he certainly can perform his magic late in the game. But I'm more concerned about that Todd Bowles defense. How do we sort of combat what he's going to do? We know he's going to bring pressure, right? And it seems like the Eagles have been getting blitzed a lot. What do you think we need to do this week to sort of, I guess, counter what Todd Bowles is going to try to do to us?
They ran the same weak side Fox blitz against the Jets 6 times, and they hit the quarterback all 6 times last week. I mean, Todd's going to find a blitz. I mean, it was with Jacob Paris, the rookie slot defender. It was with Antoine Winfield. You know, they brought the weak side linebackers to the back, had to step up and get him, and the slot defender came free every time. Like, he thinks Jalen reads the rush. Like, he's going to blitz him. I don't know what combination he's going to come at him with, but he's going to blitz him. And they're going to get Hassan one-on-one with the back. Hassan's playing pretty good right now. Like, they're going to find something that's going to work. He's going to keep throwing it at him. And it's a question of, you know, if you beat him with it, they'll back off. But if you don't, they're just going to keep coming.
Yep.
And if Todd thinks that Jalen's going to read the rush and drop his eyes and not look down the field, he'll bring a blitz every time. And so it's a question of really, do they have an answer for it? You know, I watch these teams around the league, like the Chargers. You want to blitz the Chargers? It's like Herbert and Keenan Allen, these guys, they got an answer for it. They don't miss. And I think the Eagles got to show Todd Bowles that, you know, they've got an answer to the blitzes that they have. And so it's going to be a big part of, if they have good success this week, it's going to be a big part of it, being able to handle it and have an answer for it.
Brian Baldinger with us. Remember, Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Over to the defense, Baldy. The Eagles defense has made some big plays in big spots. But in the Dallas game, Dallas moved the ball pretty well against them until that lightning delay. And the Rams game, they moved the ball, running moved the ball more than I expected. And, you know, Matt Stafford is more accurate on a couple of those throws, throwing the ball as well. What are you seeing out of the Eagles defense? And is there some optimism that as the season goes on, maybe it tightens up a little bit?
Well, you know, they were horrible against the run for the first 3 quarters of that game. They weren't getting off blocks, you know, which is, you know, and they played the reduced front, so they still... And that was like 2 backup guards in there for the most part for the Rams. That was disappointing to see what Kyren and Blake Corum did to them. They gassed them pretty good on a regular basis. And so, you know, they want to play their safeties deep and make you run them out of it to prevent the deep shots to Nacua and to Devontae Adams, which for the most part they did. I thought Stafford was off, especially that first interception. Zach Bond was looking at him the whole way on that double slant. And Bond, I mean, that might have been the difference in the game that led to the Eagles' touchdown. But I thought they were not very good at getting off blocks for at least the first 3 quarters of that game. That's got to improve. And then, you know, there really hasn't been much of a pass rush so far. And that's got to improve as well.
Yeah, Vic Fangio didn't blitz very much at all last year. In the last 2 games, he's blitzed an awful lot in an effort to get to the quarterback. Is, I guess, from a personnel standpoint, and now with Nolan Smith on IR, I guess I just wonder if getting to the quarterback without blitzing is something that the Eagles are going to be able to do this year consistently.
Well, they're going to, Jihad Campbell was a good blitzer, and he was a good pass rusher at Alabama. Like, my guess is you're going to see some of that. Nolan Smith was their best pass rusher. That's disappointing to hear. Where he's going to, because, I'm watching, last week, like Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, like they were terrors for New England and Arizona last week. I mean, Josh Sweat had 2 sacks in the first 2 third downs of the game. And, they knew they were going to, lose those guys, but they thought they had reinforcements and development to come. They need Jalen Carter to wake up. He hasn't played great yet. He's got to be a bigger force than he is. Obviously, Jordan has been awesome. He's been their best defensive lineman, but they need more off the edge. And so Vic will send the pressure, and more than likely it's going to be their inside linebackers in some combination attacking in some way. But, right now Tampa was playing a backup to a backup at right guard, a backup to a backup at right tackle. They're starting centers at left tackle. It might change if Tristan Wirfs gets back there this week. But this would be a week that if they play the same 5 that finished the game last week against the Jets, if they can't get the Baker – against this group, then I'd say it's something to really be concerned about.
What do you think's going to happen with this game on Sunday, Baldy? The Bucks have certainly had the Eagles' number. I think that it's one of those teams that we as fans are nervous facing.
Yeah.
Do you think this is a spot where the Eagles come away with a win in Tampa?
I like the way Tampa finishes these games right now. You know, they're not blocking field goals to win. They're taking the ball down the field, and Baker is just executing. I like the way Tampa's playing right now as a group. Now, they have a lot of injuries, and they're playing a lot of rookies. Jacob Paris, Benjamin Morrison, two rookies that are playing in the secondary right now. They're playing kids that have never played on the offense. Elijah Klein at left guard. I mean, they're playing kids that have never played. Guys off the practice squad. I mean, I think they're awfully thin right now. I mean, the Eagles are a better team. Talent-wise, they're a better team. It's going to be 100 degrees. There's going to be IVs in these guys. I don't know. You saw guys cramping last week. It's going to be that type of game. Like, who's going to survive four quarters in that heat down there? It can be a real factor. So I hope that they're hydrating right now. But I think this thing comes down to who has the ball last, to be honest with you.
All right, Baldy. Well, thanks for the insight. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, enjoy it, guys. You bet, man.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was the best one we ever had.
Bang.
I think it was Ike opening up with the suit talk.
Oh, yeah.
We got in a groove there.
Yeah. And he acknowledged you.
Yes. Did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah, well, we'll celebrate it right after Jack tells you this.
Yeah. Listen, get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Wait a minute. Is this Philly formation?
You kidding me?
Nonsense?
No, the Philly formation contest.
There we go.
Yeah. You listen. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly formation contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house. Hosted by me, two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, of course, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Bird's game day. Stop by Conchie Corner Tavern in Conshohocken for the $9 Miller Lite Draft and Jameson Shot Special and their famous wings, or visit Jersey's in Glenside for their $10 special with their signature pizza. That's Conchie Corner Tavern in Conshohocken and Jersey's in Glenside, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 year older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
Ike, did you hear when I asked Baldy a question and he said two sentences and then said my name again?
Yeah, I did.
It was big.
That's growth.
That was big.
It's growth.
So I was told this offseason that losing Josh Sweat and Milton Williams was no big deal.
All offseason.
All offseason.
Now, CJ, GJ, they might have cooked on that one.
Yes, they might have cooked on that one. But him saying Josh Sweat and Milton Williams were terrors last week, and that Josh Sweat had two big sacks on two third downs, not something you want to hear.
Yeah,
if you're us, you know, at this point.
Well, I mean, listen, they said the young players have to step up, man.
And they're not yet. Yeah. No, and season's not over. It's only...
Well, we're dropping like flies
now.
BG. BG. BG.
BG and Trey Hendrickson. Bring them both in. Bring them both
in. Actually, we could use both.
Use both of them. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP.
Spike, how you doing?
Hi, Gary.
You airballed on a layup from Herb yesterday.
That was a tough Herb call yesterday, Gary. What did I miss?
Yeah, but what's Benny's last name?
Heel?
Benihana.
Oh,
yeah, that would have been a good one. I was just honestly just trying to get him to think that we knew the same person.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't. So,
you might have knew who Benny Hill was.
Yes. Oh,
Benny Hill?
Yeah, I'm sure Herb knows. Well, sure is a strong word. I would guess he might know who he was. Look, the Herb calls are tough. I'm telling you, it is like you're a captain of a ship in choppy waters and you're just trying to keep the ship afloat and I turned the wrong way.
You're getting water over the bow yesterday.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
A quick football question. What made Landon more uncomfortable, going against Jared Verse or your honey hole, glory hole question?
Oh, definitely that honey hole, glory hole question.
That was one of the greatest moments I've ever heard on the radio.
I didn't expect him to backpedal on me right there. I thought he was going to go right along with me.
Oh, he clammed right up.
Yeah, yeah.
And credit to you, Ike, you didn't back off at all.
Nope.
He said something about a honey hole, and you're like, is that a glory, like glory hole? And he said,
ooh, boy.
Well, I'm not dealing with that. And you said, no, glory hole, oil. You know, it's oil. Jerry Jones said it's oil. And he still would not participate. It was good. It was a good moment.
He was like, nope.
Yeah.
And did you, like, so when you guys played the Cassie thing from last week,
yeah,
was somebody getting their teeth drilled in the background?
There what do you
like
mean?
There was a weird sound in the background, yeah.
Oh, of the audio?
Yeah, like I guess they're probably doing something in the locker room around him.
Well, it sounded as if Casty was getting his teeth drilled during that audio as well.
No, it sounded like we were getting our teeth drilled with his, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Just stop swinging that outside low pitch. Do us all a favor.
Well, you had a big hit last night, Gary. Big hit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Didn't result in the win, but we had a big hit.
Even a broken clock's right. One.
Yeah. You a little worried about the Phils over these last two games or no?
When I saw after that home run, the look on the Durantula's face, like, how is this happening to me? That was kind of worrisome. I don't know if you saw that.
Jack.
They zoomed in on him and he was like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, Jack has mentioned that he's had a bit of a deer in headlights look this last few
outings. Yeah, a little bit like of a bewildered vibe.
Well, almost that he doesn't know how it's happening.
But he realizes he's not in Minnesota now?
Yeah. Well, he's gotten out his entire career. He's always been great. And he's never allowed home runs, like really allowed home runs. And all of a sudden, two out of his last four outings, he's allowed a home run.
Only allowed three home runs up until he got traded here, and he's allowed two home runs.
Has he pitched in the postseason?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
I think that delay messed him up, too. Those closers are like machines and when
the real Muto delay, you mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you hear Ben Davis like scolding him this morning?
No. What did Ben say?
He texted somebody right away and he's like, what was his hand doing down there? His hand should be behind his back. Stop being lazy.
Well, what was his hand? Oh, JT, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
He left it exposed.
Behind his back because there was nobody on base.
Oh, yeah, because when I was a...
when you were a little league catcher.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They always told you to put it in your foot.
No, now that I'm thinking of it, no, I always had my hand behind my back when I was a little league catcher.
Yeah, well, that's very little league.
Yeah, well, I was 11. I was 11.
You wear the knee savers too, you dork?
I don't even know what knee savers are.
Oh, they probably came later.
Yeah.
The knee braces, right?
Nah, they put knee savers behind you could put them as a cushion.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I didn't use those.
Oh, no, those probably weren't even invented back then.
Yeah, I was fat. Give me a break. I sat that whole game. You know, we're not sat. You crouched that whole game. Yeah. All right, Gary.
How did they pick you for catcher then?
What's that? Because nobody else wants to be a catcher.
No, you're a fatty. That's why.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Gary. Well, you slow down over there. I was a
catcher too. Don't worry.
Okay. What happens is you end up being catcher because nobody wants to be catcher, which is the same way I ended up playing third base for, I'll never forget, it was for JV or whatever. This kid, Frank Wren, caught a ground ball in his face, spitting out blood. Nobody wants to play third base anymore, so I had to go in there and do that too.
Wow. Yeah, because I couldn't dirty work guy.
I couldn't hit. So you got to get in the lineup any way you can.
Yeah.
I was too scared to hit. I was scared of getting hit by the ball.
Yeah.
It's scary.
That's why I stopped.
Yeah, it's too scary. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. It's too scary.
See the guy take 99 off the face last night?
Yes, from Skubal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I don't know if you saw it. So Tarek Skubal, the guy squared around a bunt. I guess it ricocheted off the bat and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
And I saw Skubal's quote afterwards saying that he had texted him, but you could see that the guy had not texted him back. And he said, I hope he responds to me at some point. I really feel bad about
it. Wow.
But yeah, he had, as the Detroit Tigers just have the biggest choke job I've seen in baseball in a very long time. Yeah.
Like they're 12 and a half games up to start this month.
Yeah.
And now they're in second place.
Yeah.
Wow.
To the Guardians, who were trying to give up at the deadline, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's tough.
Yeah. They were the best team in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, what do we have coming up next? Oh, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. I hope Jackie Baseball Report. There's a lot coming up. 215-592. What?
He hasn't been doing a baseball report all day today.
Well, yeah, I know. What do we need? It'll be a short one.
It'll be a short one.
Yeah. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, 215-592-9494.
There he is.
this is, what are the high hopes, Bert? Do we, the Jackie Birds report or something? Yeah, do that. Just give us news.
How do I feel?
Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.